Hello, this is Aaron.
Aaron, hi, Jerry Williams. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. Good morning.
I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Of course, my kids and my husband got a huge kick out of it when I told them last night.
Oh, well, good. Good. How old are your kids? How old is your oldest?
Oh, my goodness. She is 17. She's a senior in high school.
Golly.
She was born in 2000. Oh, I can't even believe it.
How is that even possible?
I know, and yet you and I are the same age.
I know.
At her age.
That's amazing.
It is.
So now, you did a couple of records after she was born then.
I did. You know what? We have three, and I played my last show when Brennan, our son, who's 9, when he was about 6 months old.
Golly.
So. Yep.
So they really have no clue of what a big deal you are.
Right. They always say, oh, yeah, she was huge. Right. But, you know, it's so long ago, it seems like a whole nother life. It really does.
Gives you a little bit of balance and perspective, I guess. But you are pretty big. I got to tell you, when I finally got a hold of you, I thought, this is amazing. I can't believe she's actually answering the phone.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Well, they get a kick out of it.
Do they listen to your music? Have they heard it?
Yes, they have heard it. They do. I think they like the Christmas record as one of their favorites.
This 25th, I wear your ring. Christmas kiss. Meet me under the mistletoe. Christmas kiss. That's what I am waiting for. A Christmas kiss from you.
But yeah, they just think it's really funny. And of course, when they look at the pictures, they just go, you and Daddy were so young, you know, like all kids. We don't even seem like we're the same people.
Let me ask you this. How difficult a decision was this for you to sort of step away? I mean, you were, and I don't mean to overdo this, but you were really moving along with your career. You had a lot of hit songs. You were touring. How difficult a decision was it to just step away from all that for family?
Well, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing, but it got to the point where I was either taking my mom or Brad's mom on the road, or one of them was coming to the house to help, because Brad started working, I think, at our second, I'm trying to think if it was during the second record, he got a job at a record company. He started out at Word, and his career started taking off. He started doing A&R, so he was working all week, and then most weekends I was traveling, or I was traveling for several weeks at a time. And so we didn't see each other a lot, and that was a bummer. And then, of course, when the kids came along, that just complicated things more. And as Quinn, our first, got to be close to 5 and around school age, one of my favorite memories of growing up was coming in from school in the afternoons and sitting and having a snack with my mom and getting to tell her all about my day. And, of course, being a chatty girl, I would tell her all about my day. And that would be, you know, a great 45-minute conversation about the highlights of first grade and second grade and all the way through high school. And I really, really wanted that with my kids. And so when she was about to be in kindergarten and Brennan was, we knew he was coming, the third one, and it just kind of made that decision sort of imminent for me. I knew it would come, and Brad was doing great in his career. And, you know, at the time, I felt sort of a loss of that little creative thing that was mine, that little outlet. But I feel like God really took that and blessed it in ways that I never could have thought possible at the time. I lead worship at church, doing that this Sunday, which I enjoy so much more than I ever thought that I would. And I also, during the year since, went back to school and studied interior design, and now I serve clients in designing their homes. And how fun is that? And I get to be home when the bus comes home. So it's really the best of both worlds. And he's blessed me in ways I never could have imagined because of being faithful to that tug on my heart.